In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Just who does this guy, this teacher, this man, think he is? So the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled and asked themselves. They didn't know at the time that they were actually pondering and asking the most important, the number one question of saving faith. Who is Jesus? This man receives sinners and eats with them. No orthodox, upstanding Jew would dare do such a thing. Just who does he think he is? The evidence was all there, right in front of their eyes. This Jesus was fulfilling everything written about him in the scriptures. And this included the shepherding of God's people, seeking out his scattered flock to gather the lost and bring them home. But who are the lost? Surely the lost are the goyim, the Gentiles, the nations, all those folks who have nothing whatsoever to do with the Lutheran Church or the church in any form. The lost? We too automatically think of the non-churched people, evangelism prospects. Would we ever think the lost could be someone in the church? Someone like me? Jesus told them parables about the lost. The lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. He asked, "What man of you having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it?" The answer? I suspect surprisingly that I can imagine many, if not most of them, raising their hands. Who would be so careless to leave the greater number defenseless, putting the greater investment at risk for the sake of just one lousy sheep? Doesn't make business sense. No, none of us would. And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." No, I don't think so. That's ridiculous. Won't happen. Even if these so-called religious leaders of the people thought they were so knowledgeable, is it possible for anyone to know, to have read and studied and maybe even memorized parts of the Bible, God's sacred word, and forget some details if they ever knew the complete story in the first place? Who were these sinners with whom Jesus sat down at table fellowship? They were not foreigners or Gentiles. They were fellow Lutherans. I mean, Jews. Misguided, yes. Uninformed, yes. Sinners, yes. So what was going on here? Did the Pharisees and scribes think if you sin like these dirty fellows that you're just out? Did they pretend to think that their piety covered and hid their own sinful lives? Here's a question for our own day. Is it possible to become a Christian, to study the scriptures, even to become a pastor or a member of the church body of whatever size, to end up misguided, deceived, mistaken, sinful, lost? The Pharisees and scribes were among those who deemed themselves among God's chosen shepherds of Israel. As such, the word, their word, was law, wasn't it? By their word was also not to be their word, but it's to be God's word. And what does God's word say? Did you listen? Perhaps Ezekiel issued the warning to all who would be shepherds, priests, and pastors among his people. And the record is not pretty. Many disregarded, forgot, changed God's word for their own words. You know, words that would excuse God's people for their sins instead of calling them to repentance and faith and the forgiveness of their sins. They'd even make up their own religious laws and rules, which if the people would follow them, they'd be willing to reserve a seat for them in the pews. Sound familiar? Hopefully not here. So what were the Pharisees and the scribes forgetting? What are you forgetting? How about your big hero and prophet Ezekiel? Through him, God pronounced the harshest judgment against the priests and leaders of his people. But that judgment was not the end of it, for God also pronounced the good news, the gospel, saying, "Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. And I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered, and I will bring them, and I will feed them. I myself will be the shepherd of my people." Okay, good. But how's he going to do that? And who is this who receives sinners and eats with them? I ask again, is it possible to read the Bible, to attend Bible class, to hear sermons, and still remain deaf to the gospel? Is it possible that we missed something even in the word today? What did you hear when we read in Ezekiel 34, verse 23, "And I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd." What do you hear there? God certainly had planned and had given and called and installed David, son of Jesse, to be the greatest king of Israel and a shepherd over God's people. But notice that when Ezekiel delivered the Lord's word here, saying, "I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David," David had already come some 500 years earlier. Did some think he meant God was planning on raising David from the dead to once again be the king and savior, the Messiah, the shepherd of his people? No. Who is this man? This, who eats with sinners, is the David the promised spoke of, the prophet spoke of. Jesus. He is the root and branch of David. Jesus is the promised David, the good shepherd, the king of the Jews, the Messiah. And he was to be their Messiah too. So he told them some parables. At first, it may seem to be a riddle, only a story, until the Holy Spirit grabs our heart and mind and convinces us that there is something more here than we have ever heard or thought or conceived. The Word of God is powerful. The Word of God comes to all and says, "We are the lost ones." Through the Word, God comes and finds us. He lays us on his shoulders, those broad shoulders of his only begotten Son, those shoulders which were stretched in pain and blood on the cross, and uncomplaining forth carried us, rejoicing, declaring in the heavens, "Rejoice with me, for I found my sheep that was lost." That's you. That's me. The lost ones, found, carried, redeemed, saved. Still, it is possible for many, even those who think they ought to know better, to miss it. Ezekiel called those the fat sheep who shoulder their way through, forcing the younger ones out of the way. Those who only consider themselves leaders, hypocrites, blind guides. That's the Pharisees and the scribes, the otherwise good church people. So we need to be aware. We're all in danger. May God have mercy on us lost ones, that we may hear and see him as our true shepherd, our eternal king, bringing us joyfully to repentance and faith, to the angels' songs of joy. Maybe then we can be his joyful under-shepherds, witnesses, evangelists to other lost ones. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.